is Nation Radio with Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide. Presented by Edmonton Motors.
Only on Edmonton Sports Radio.
Team 1260.
It's 1:31 at 2 o'clock today. Jungle Jim Hunter and his show. A very interesting show coming up, as always, between 2 and 4 o'clock today. And don't forget, 6:45 tonight, pregame, Edmonton Oil Kings hosting Vancouver Giants. Taylor Hall bobblehead night. Very cool. And the Oil Kings, you notice what's happening in the city of Edmonton? This, you know, the Oil Kings have been around for a few years. This year, they got a kick-ass team, and everybody is talking about the Edmonton Oil Kings. And I hope that they get a really long playoff run, because it's been a little while coming for the Edmonton Oil Edmonton fans to warm up to the Oil Kings. But a nice long playoff run here. This team looks really good. I was talking to Kent Simpson about it the other day, and this team is looking very, very good. So we'll look forward to Corey and Kent and everybody. 6:45 tonight, the Edmonton Oil Kings on Taylor Hall bobblehead night. Connor, are you going to be at the game?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Are you going to get a Taylor Hall bobblehead?
I'm going to try to. Because I've missed out on the other ones, but
this could be the first Oilers Nation bobblehead of the collection. Or are you going to take it personally?
Oh, I'm pretty selfish.
Go team, Connor. Go team. Very nice.
Worked for the team, but
now you're what? 12? How old are you again? I can't remember.
24.
24. Do you have? What's your recollection of the WHA? Anybody ever talk to you about it?
Growing up, had some books about it. You know, learned about the history of the Oilers, but
like Rebel League and stuff like that. It doesn't ring a bell at all. You're giving me that blank look. All right. For those of us who are my age, the WHA was it, baby, and we loved it when it came into form in 1972. I am joined and proud to be interviewing Dennis Murphy, one of the founders of the WHA. Dennis, how are you this afternoon?
Well, I'm just very, very proud to be associated with the WHA, and it's been a great run, and they've done a great job, Edmonton especially, because they won 5 Stanley Cups, and I found out the other day that since 1979, they've won more cups than any other team in the National Hockey League, which is unbelievable. And I'm just very, very proud of the WHA and, of course, the Edmonton Oilers.
You know, as a fan of hockey and NHL hockey, I remember very well when the Oilers came into being, and Bill Hunter was such a big part of that. Obviously, you were, Gary Davidson, and probably like 10 or 12 guys who really worked very, very hard over a short period of time to make it happen. And as you mentioned, Edmonton is a big part of that. When you look back on those WHA days, did you ever have an idea that it would end up being the success it was?
No, I really did not. And to be honest with you, if it wasn't for Bill and Ben Hanskins and Scotty Monroe, we never would have made it happen. It was those three guys that gave us the stability and the credibility to make it happen. And we're very, very proud that those three guys were the guys who really made it happen.
The WHA is famous for so many stories, and they're, you know, hilarious and funny. And do you have any that you know, you obviously been talking about the WHA a lot recently? Any stories that may surround Edmonton that you recall that stand out for you over these many years?
Well, basically, one of the stories that I always tell, and it's so true. You know, when we started the WHA. And I made my first couple of trips in Canada, I found out real quick that, you know, we Americans, when it came to hockey, we were kind of second rate at that time. Now, of course, the National Hockey League and all the programs that have been involved, they really realize how wonderful hockey is. But at that particular time, It was a tough battle for us. And when we got Bill Hunter involved, I can remember at those meetings that we always had and came up with some goofy ideas that we had, Americans did, Bill would always straighten us out and he'd pound on the table and he'd say, "Hey, you know what? You Americans ought to stick to basketball and let us run hockey." And you know what? He was right, because he came up with all the ideas that we had that worked, and very frankly, I don't think if he had not been together with Ben and Scotty, we most probably would have been out in left field someplace.
Well, one of the biggest innovations of the WHA, and it's something people, I think, have forgotten about, is the influx of the European player. A lot of talent came from Europe right to the WHA, and that started early on, right?
Yeah, and Ben Hanskin was the guy that really did it. He thought that, you know, that the Europeans had been playing hockey and that there were some darn good talent over there. And you know what? He was absolutely correct. And he brought Ulf Nelson and Anders Hedberg and all these wonderful European players. And we were very fortunate in kicking it off. And now the National Hockey League, of course, uses a lot of those players. And we're very, very happy that they are, because it becomes really of the best players in the world are in the National Hockey League today. And it makes it number one when you talk to people and tell them that hockey played in Canada, the United States, and North America is the best hockey in the world.
It's also funny that the WHA was responsible for all kinds of innovations in terms of statistics, like save percentage. First time I ever saw that was WHA. Plus-minus numbers were published early on by the WHA. I think people have forgotten about that as well.
Well, we came up with some new innovations. I found out when I was in the ABA, American Basketball Association, when we formed that, you know, people like to have some innovations and they like scoring. And so what we try to do is improve the game by coming up with some innovations. And I think we did a pretty good job on it. And like in the ABA, we had the red, white, and blue ball and the three-point play and things of that type, which made that league. And then, of course, the WHA, we came up with some of the new inventions that came up. And it was primarily Ben Hanskins and Bill Hunters who came up with the great ideas, and they made it happen.
You know, you mentioned the others, but you were certainly a part of that. As a matter of fact, you were honored with the best defenseman in the WHA, won the Dennis Murphy Trophy.
Well, basically, no, that wasn't the WHA. That was Roller Hockey International.
Oh, okay.
They made it. Well, we had in the WHA, we had the, I think I was granted the honor of doing the best defenseman.
Yes.
But in the roller hockey program that we started a little later, that was the Murphy Cup, which I was very honored to have named after me.
Absolutely. The other thing that really changed, I think, and we didn't know it as fans, but certainly the players did, someone like Gordie Howe retired in 71 from Detroit, and when he re-signed after a couple of years of retirement in the WHA, he was making more money than he had over a number of years in the National Hockey League. Salaries exploded, so the WHA players have a very fond memory of the WHA.
Yeah, we were lucky in that way because, see, the National Hockey League at that time didn't have real, in my opinion, did not have the type of leadership they have today, because we most probably would have never started if Hal Bittman and all the other guys that are involved with the National Hockey League were involved today. But at that particular time, they had a little small clique, and they stuck to the Northeast, and it was kind of like a country club. They only had six teams at the time. And we just came in and we made some changes and we really did make an impact. And I think the National Hockey League today is better for it.
I agree with you totally. Dennis, I want to thank you for bringing big league hockey to Edmonton. It you know, I was a young man at the time, and it made a big difference then, and it certainly made a big difference now. And I know you've impacted a lot of people across North America. Thank you for your time, and thank you so much for your innovation.
Well, thank you very much for giving us the opportunity, Alan, and thank the people of Edmonton and wish them well, and I hope they keep going and get better and better and better and win the Stanley Cup often, okay?
Amen. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
All right. That's Dennis Murphy, founder of the WHA and a true gentleman from Anaheim. He got in contact with us, and we were thrilled to have him on. And I brought in, because Connor is young and he doesn't know these things. This is the, Connor, this is the this old yellow paper I'm holding, March 2nd, 1973, hockey news. This is how you got your hockey news back then. There was one game a week on television, two if you were lucky. Sometimes the WHA would be on, but not as often as you'd think. Do you want to know what was in the about the Oilers in the this particular edition of the hockey news?
That news that looks brand new. You've kept that in immaculate condition.
I'm something of a collector, but here's what it says. General manager Bill Hunter got off to a fast start in his added role as coach after the club's directions decided that the directors decided that he would lead the team from the bench as well as being GM. They punted Ray Kanisiewicz, and Glenn Hall resigned. That was, it's probably like 12 lines in the paper. That's all the WHA got from the hockey news. The rest was all International League and obviously the National Hockey League. But from there, you know what? It grew up and finally merged with the National Hockey League, and the legacy is very strong. And what a gentleman, Dennis Murphy. We're so happy to have him on. And that was probably the thing that I am going to say I enjoyed most in my first year as part of the Oilers Nation. That was a great, great opportunity there. 1:42, 18 minutes before 2 o'clock. We'll take a break and be right back. This is Nation Radio, presented by Edmonton Motors.